experience. So I wasn't sure it was going to work, even though I think he's talented. So we got together, and he played me a bit of music. It was a very unfinished track, and he said that he wanted to call the song In the Closet. And I said, really?
Well, hold it a second before we go on there. What exactly was he referring to there?
Well, wait, that's what I'm getting to. I said, you want to call the song In the Closet? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, do you know what that implies? And he said, yeah. And he sort of giggled a little bit. And I said, well, you know, I like to deal with these kind of ironic innuendo kind of things. So if you want to go that way, I was kind of like shocked if he wanted to call something like that, because it's very provocative, the title. And so he said, yeah. So I started writing words and getting ideas and stuff. And I presented them to him, and he didn't like them. And I think that all he wanted was a provocative title, and ultimately he didn't want the content of the song to be sort of live up to the title. And
it's quite interesting, because it's almost like traditionally you've got the kind of masculine role in that relationship, and he is the passive.
Yes, definitely.
But let's not go much further
Well, you're welcome to.
There was talk, I believe, that you were going to restyle him. You didn't like the way he looked. What did you have in mind for him?
I really wanted him to cut his hair. I mean, you know. I think sometimes it's good to cut your hair and start all over again.
How short?
That was my main thing. I wanted him to get a really short haircut. And I wanted him to get rid of those loafers, you know, and the white socks. I just thought, you know, just try something new. But, you know,